access to education? Who has it? Who doesn't? What can we do to get more people to further their education, go for higher education, and be successful at it?
That's Jessica Hunt, a non-traditional student who just completed her first semester at OTC, returning for the first time to college 15 years after graduating high school. Hunt says she has always wanted to go back, but life got in the way. She's a full-time stay-at-home mom, but has always had a personal passion for organic farming. She is now pursuing her agricultural degree. Hunt is one of several students participating in OTC's new program of Accelerated Student Success, or PASS, as part of her English 101 credit. It was modeled after a program created by the Community College of Baltimore County and adapted for the needs of local students. The pilot program implemented this past spring was designed to help students who might need an extra boost to college readiness levels faster than by traditional developmental course formats.
It's a scary process when you've strayed away from it that long. I think that if I'd have probably made like a C or lower, I probably would have been that discouraged and said, you know what, this isn't my thing, I'm not going to come back.
Jennifer Dunkel is an English teacher at OTC. She says the reason traditional development courses are not highly successful is because students become discouraged and give up. Standard developmental courses typically last 16 to 32 weeks, that is one or two semesters, plus class time and homework that does not count towards college credit. Dunkel explains that some students may still need the full support of one or two foundation semesters of developmental classes to fully prepare for college courses. She says that is not the majority, however, and that PASS options provide a more individualized and quicker result. For example, students register for their regular college core English, reading, or math class the same semester as the PASS supportive class. Dunkel says that students attending an English 101 class who are enrolled in PASS would stay after the initial class lets out to follow up with their support class. Dunkel explains that this provides an opportunity to help students that have individual needs one-on-one and target problem areas while they are still fresh in the student's mind.
When the student guides the instruction, the student is more interested in what they're wanting to learn about, and they're going to learn it not just more quickly, but they're going to learn it more fully. They're going to be invested in that education.
They are already seeing positive results, Dunkel explains. Passing rates of students earning a C or better from fall 2014 to spring 2015 increased by nearly 20% for the developmental portion of English, and 71% of students passed English 101 compared to 66% last fall.
It is incredibly rewarding to be able to see a student finish college-level credit earlier than having to tell them, great, you did a great job in this class, and now you still have a whole nother semester of English ahead of you.
Students and teachers, Dunkel says, are learning to work, quote, smarter, not harder. And she says this helps set the stage for the rest of their college experience. Not only is the goal helping students succeed class by class, but also to increase graduation rates.
It's like, you know, when you spend a lot of time working on something, but you don't see the results that you know should happen? It's like that, except this is I am seeing the results that I know should happen. That's probably the best way to describe it. Same amount of work, different kind of work. Better results. And that makes it worth it.
PASS courses are available for English, math, and reading. OTC will be expanding sections for the fall semester to increase availability to students and continue to increase sections for spring 2016. For KSMU News, I'm Teresa Bettman.